In our preschool, there's a sign hanging from the wall that reads, "Wash your hands and say your prayers, because Jesus and germs are everywhere." It's in the school. Washing hands is a good habit. It's good for hygiene. We teach it to our preschool children, and we should practice it faithfully. But the expression, "I wash my hands," also can have another meaning. Pontius Pilate washed his hands as he condemned Jesus to die on the cross. It means, I do not take responsibility. I don't want to get involved. I washed my hands. So clean hands are not always a sign of good moral character. They could also be a sign of snobbish indifference, or worse, a sign of guilty negligence. How about a clean heart instead? A clean conscience. Anthony de Mello, in his book, The Song of the Bird, tells the story of two monks, a senior monk and a junior monk, who were traveling together. At one point, they came to a river with strong current. As the monks were preparing to cross the river, they saw a beautiful woman also attempting to cross. But the young woman asked if they could help her cross to the other side. The two monks glanced at each other because they had taken a vow not to touch a woman. Then, without a word, the older monk picked up the woman, carried her across the river, placed her gently on the other side, and carried on with his journey. The younger monk couldn't believe what just had happened. After rejoining his companion, he was speechless, did not utter a word for hours, until he couldn't contain himself any longer and blurted out, "As monks, we are not permitted to touch a woman. How could you then carry that woman on your shoulders?" The older monk looked at him and replied, "Brother, I set down that woman on the other side. Why are you still carrying her?" What's the moral of the story? The older monk failed at keeping the law, the letter of the law, but in his heart he did not sin. The younger monk, on the other hand, followed the law, but only externally. In his heart he was filled with malice. Now the scribes and the Pharisees came all the way from Jerusalem, a 4 days walk, just to fuss about the ritual washing of hands, or lack thereof, of the disciples of Jesus. Mind you, it was not an issue of hygiene. The ritual washing of the hands took place after the regular washing, even after bathing. It was a matter of keeping a superstitious tradition. So Jesus called them out as hypocrites. Hypocrisy, it's something that believers and non-believers alike can't stand. Especially non-believers, I would say, they can't stand it when we religious people are hypocrites. When religion becomes legalistic, ritualistic, detached from real life, when actions are a mere show, but the heart is void, when we fuss about little things and neglect the heart of the matter, well, that is fake religion. It can be even worse than no religion at all. That's why people end up saying, "I love Jesus, but I hate religion." You might remember a few years ago there was a YouTube video that went viral. It had this title, "Why I Love Jesus, but I Hate Religion." It's still on the internet, you can find it. It's very interesting. These are some of the lyrics of that video. "What if I told you Jesus came to abolish religion? I mean, if religion is so great, why has it started so many wars? Why does it build huge churches but fails to feed the poor? See, the problem with religion, it never gets to the core. It's just behavior modification, like a long list of chores." Don't get me wrong, I am a religious man. I'm not here to condemn religion. But let's face it, fake religion, hypocrisy, is a real and present danger. When religion becomes a poor excuse to exonerate oneself from the demands of real conversion, real change of the heart, or from entering a life-giving, life-changing personal relationship with God, it's fake religion. When religion does not bring us to engage in justice, to become compassionate and merciful, to live the heart of the gospel, which is love, love of God, and love of neighbor, it's fake religion. When religion is reduced to superstitious ritualism, snobbish legalism, when our Sunday service is detached from our Monday through Friday real life, when it's all but a mask that we wear without true conversion of the heart, it's fake religion. And yes, I hate fake religion. All readings today warn us about fake religion. In Deuteronomy, the first reading, Moses exhorts the people of Israel to observe the law, the Torah, the commandments of the Lord, but he enjoins them not to add anything to it. In other words, not to fall into the temptation of becoming scrupulous, creating rules about everything, and instead to go to the heart of the law and discover in it the wisdom, the beauty, nearness of God, who invites us into a relationship with him. The second reading, the letter of St. James, puts it bluntly. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God, he says, is welcoming the word of God, the word that God has planted in you. That is to say, welcoming the word because of God, entering into a loving relationship with him, and out of love, living his commandments. A religion that is pure and undefiled, says James, is when you are doers of the word, not hearers only. When you put in practice what you believe. You see, if we do not act the way we believe, we will end up believing the way we act. A religion that is pure and undefiled, says James ultimately, is summed up and expressed beautifully in works of mercy, caring for the vulnerable ones, the disadvantaged, the underprivileged, those in need, the underclass. Faith without works, says James, is dead. Talk is cheap. Actions speak louder than words. And finally, the Gospel of Mark. Jesus rebukes sarcastically the scribes and Pharisees, calling them hypocrites. You know, the Greek term hypocrite described actors performing on stage wearing a mask. That was a hypocrite in Greek culture, an actor wearing a mask. So a hypocrite is always someone wearing a mask. Jesus reproaches the Pharisees because they pay God lip service while their hearts are far from him. They hide from the real work of religion, which is love, but simply fulfill obligations. Does that sound familiar? We Catholics are great at this. We fulfill obligations. Why do you go to church? It's an obligation. I fulfill my duty. To fulfill an obligation is not why we are here. It's a matter of love, of the heart. It would be like a man coming home from work, giving a kiss to his wife and children. I fulfill my obligation. That's not why we do that. Jesus invites us to be radical, to go to the root. Radix in Latin is the root. And the root is the heart. Do not be satisfied with a cosmetic religiosity, one that only changes the way you look. Go deeper. Heal the heart. And then love with a passion. To paraphrase the French poet Charles Péguy, Christians that are satisfied with ritual washing of their hands are those who have no hands. So say no to a religion that is reduced to evanescent spirituality without a practical commitment to justice, to service, to works of mercy. No one cares what we believe until they first believe that we care. So say no to a religion that is reduced to legalism, a checklist of self-assuring norms and rules with no heart. Say no to a religion that is reduced to ritualism, separated from life, a religion that is relegated to Sunday morning but does not affect our day-to-day living. Religion should lead us to a clean heart, but hands dirty, soiled by doing the works of mercy. not clean hands. Francis Bacon, the British philosopher and statesman, wrote, "Not what you eat, but what you digest makes you strong. Not what you read, but what you learn makes you educated. Not what you believe, but what you practice gives you integrity." I think that all of this is beautifully summarized in the most common, most simple Catholic gesture, Catholic sign, the sign of the cross. As we profess our faith in one God who is the Blessed Trinity, a God who is love, a love revealed in the passion, death on the cross, and resurrection of Jesus, we touch our forehead, our hearts, and our arms. True religion affects our understanding. It changes our hearts, but also brings us to work, to roll up our sleeves for the work of the gospel. Then, if we do that, we can say, "I love Jesus, and I love religion."